Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Congressman David Young has stopped by to visit. Good morning.
So it's great to be in Cass County. You bet. Good morning.
Appreciate you being here. Cass County is no stranger to you. You make it a habit of visiting every county all the time.
Every county, every month. You know, it's the promise that I made to the district, 16 counties here in the 3rd District. And I go to every county every month, and we're just coming from the Y here in town in Atlantic.
Doesn't that get difficult sometimes, having to keep that schedule?
You know, you just want to go everywhere, really. There's really not enough time sometimes to get to everywhere. And so there's plenty of places to go, and so you spread it out, and you get in front of anybody who asks to meet with you, because people want to be heard. They're frustrated with D.C. They want to make sure they're heard, and I need to know what people are talking about. I'm not the expert. Nobody in D.C. is, so it's good to hear from everybody about so many different issues.
Best way to do it is right there in front of folks. And there are some services that constituents of yours can take advantage of here in the district as well. Some of those things they may not even be aware of.
May not be aware of them at all. And so we have a website, young.house.gov, and you can find out that we have 3 offices here in the district, in Creston, in Council Bluffs, and in Des Moines. And if you're having issues with the federal government, whether it's the IRS, Social Security, Veterans Administration, Medicare, please call us. We want to make sure that you know that you have an advocate when it comes to your issues before the federal government. We know how to cut through the bureaucracy and get answers for you, and we've been very successful at it. Also, if you or your family wants to come to Washington, D.C., you better let me know about it, because I want to make sure you get a personal Capitol tour, opportunity to go to the White House. And, you know, the inauguration is coming up on January 20th, and we're getting a lot of calls from Iowans and emails about, can I get tickets to go to the inauguration? And we have information about that, about how we can help facilitate that for Iowans on our website, young.house.gov.
Very good. Easy to do.
Yeah.
And if you ever have any questions, I know you hold a lot of town hall-type gatherings, personal gatherings in small shops and what have you. You get questions. You can't always answer them right off the top of your head. Some of them are very specific, but you have a good staff that can research a lot of those things and get back to you, so you can get back to them.
Yeah, we always get back to folks with the questions that they have. If I don't have that technical rule policy information on a specific issue at a moment, we get it to folks.
So, with that said, you've wrapped up the session. Things are kind of winding down in D.C. I think there's still some activity back there, some stragglers hanging on to do some work there. But otherwise, in the last year, has it been pretty successful? It's always a difficult time when you've got one administration going out, which we knew was going to happen no matter what the results of the election, and a new one coming in. There's always that period of a little bit of uncertainty.
Yeah, it's a matter of really also how you define success. Some want a lot done. Some are there to promote certain policies. Some are there to stop bad policies from happening. It's a little bit of both. You know, with Obama and Republican Congress, there wasn't as much done as I would have liked to have gotten done on issues that I think are important regarding the economy and national security. It's a balance, but we did get some things done. One thing that we did get done, we returned power of the classroom back to the classroom. We had a law called No Child Left Behind. It was kindergarten through 12th grade federal law dictated by Washington, D.C. And I don't think that's where our education policy should be dictated. We sent it back to parents, teachers, administrators in our local schools. And so that was very important. Another victory personally with a bill that I introduced and championed was a bill to fix the Veterans Crisis Line. We have a suicide prevention line at the Veterans Affairs Department, and it was not being answered sometimes. 1 in 3 calls, in fact, were not being answered. 20 veterans are taking their lives a day because of the war wounds, these emotional traumatic events that they carry with them. So passed the bill, 357 yeas to 0 nays in the House, passed unanimously in the Senate. President Obama signed it into law. It fixes the Veterans Crisis Line, but we still have to keep on the Veterans Affairs Department to make sure that this works. Signing a law isn't a magic wand. It doesn't just fix it overnight. So I've already met with representatives from the Trump's transition team, and whoever the next Veterans Affairs Secretary is going to be, I'm going to keep working on this to make sure that this is done right.
And that's got to be some of the frustrating part for people back in the district sometimes is you get to Washington, you kind of get caught up in the bigger picture and the bigger issues, but there are a lot of small things within those larger issues that folks really need attention to. That's just one of them.
Yeah, and so the things that I've been successful championing are personal issues, issues I'm hearing about here in the district. You talk about the border, Social Security, preserving that and strengthening that, the economy and taxes, big issues that need to be addressed. But I find myself championing and having opportunity to champion those issues that I hear about here in the district, whether it's casework, people dealing with the IRS or Medicare, Social Security, or this issue regarding the Veterans Crisis Line. This happened partly because we had a veteran come to get a disability rating issue worked out with our office, and we championed for him with the Veterans Affairs Department. And he tried to call the Veterans Crisis Line four times. I mean, he had some real emotional issues from serving. And I said, what can we do? He could not get through to the VA. So you introduce this bill, and it gets signed into law, and we keep championing it. It's bipartisan, of course, because we all love our veterans, and they deserve so much.
Yeah, those things should not be divided down party lines at all, those types of issues. It's a new year coming up, new administration coming in. Everything's different, including the way that it looks like this administration may handle some things, too. How do you prepare for all the changes you're going to face?
Well, one day at a time, really, because, issues change every day. Some issues pop up that you would never think about. I mean, a few years ago and even last year, all of a sudden the issue of the day was Ebola or Zika, and you don't think about these things. We have a new president-elect, Trump, and he's coming in, and I'm anxious to work with him on issues that the 3rd District cares about, economic issues, tax relief. Iowa's families are getting squeezed. The economy is not doing as well as it could and should do. Regulations are choking small businesses and our family farmers. And so he wants to help bring some economic relief to the economy and to our families, small businesses, farmers, larger businesses. I'll work with him on that. You bet I will. And also regarding national security, making sure that we secure our borders. I've been down to the border. I went down there in 2015. I've been waiting for someone at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue in the White House to help champion this because it's important. We're a sovereign country. We are a nation of immigrants. Of course we are. But we are a nation of laws as well, and we need to protect our people.
Do you think from what you've been hearing from the new administration as far as some of the hot buttons that they want to jump on right away when they get started here January 20th, do you think those are things that people are going to react well to? These are things, issues that folks want to attack right away?
I do. I think any time that you can put more money in the pockets of Iowa's hardworking families, you want to get it at that right away, and it's very possible to do so. And so we're going to take that on in the first 100 days. In the first 200 days, we have a plan as well. So relief for Iowa's families and also national security issues. And when it comes to relief for Iowa families, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, it is really hurting Iowa's families. It's helped some Iowans. I'll give you that. But it's been at the expense of hurting other Iowans and our families. I mean, people listening right now know what I'm talking about when they're looking down at their premiums and seeing the increase in that, or they've lost insurance. And some of these premium increases are to the point where they're at the same price tag as a mortgage. So they're paying the premiums, but they're deciding they still can't afford to go to the doctor anyway. And so we want to repeal that Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, right away, make sure we have a transition period to replace it with something where Iowans are empowered with their dollars to make the choices they want for their families. Maybe it can be a portable, a cafeteria-like plan where you can pick what you need for your family. A man of 50 who's single may not need a maternity plan, right? A grandmother may not need a prostate cancer plan on her. Some of these things just don't make sense now. And so you're going to be able to really cater to your own needs, have some competition, have some transparency in pricing as well, so we know what we're paying before we write the check or before we get into and see the bill, because I think with transparency, you can have some real competition and better quality. We want to keep a few things that are in the Affordable Care Act that I think people can agree with. And that would be making sure that people with pre-existing conditions don't lose their insurance, allowing those who are just come out of college and maybe can't find a job to be on their parents' health care plan till they're 26, the parents' plan with the corporation they may or business plan they may be on. And so, and I think that we'll have a lot of Democrats as well work with us in a bipartisan way on replacement, because it's Republicans and Democrats, all Americans are feeling the real squeeze with this.
Well, and that's the other issue, too, I guess, that folks are wondering about with the new administration coming in now. You've got a Republican president, Republican-controlled House and Senate. So some things can happen. Now, we've seen that on the other side with President Obama in the early stages of his presidency. Bill Clinton had that opportunity as well when he was president for a while. How important is it to get after things and try to get some things done early on, things that promises were made, make sure those promises were kept?
Well, you want to roll with the momentum. And so you want to go early and you want to go bold and big. At the same time, you don't want to overplay your hand, but you want to keep the promises that you made. You also want to make sure that you can really reach across the aisle and try to bring in support from all sides, Democrat and Republican, on issues. And I think there are some areas where we can do that, where we cannot go in such a partisan fashion. There are some issues that are partisan, and they can be healthy at times. The issues are your personal beliefs, they're your principles. But being partisan just for politics' sake is something that people are really tired and sick of. And, we don't know. President-elect Trump it's going to be interesting, folks. And I'll agree with him on some issues. And when I don't, and I think it's not good for the 3rd District, I'll speak up and you'll know why. But I will be out there with my hand out, working with the White House and with my colleagues and folks on the other side of the aisle. That's how you got to start.
Very good. Congressman David Young, thanks for coming by. We hope you and your family have a great Christmas.
Well, Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. It's cold, but, we love it. And we're strong, gritty folk here in central Southwest Iowa. And so I just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless you.